Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The rapture, the tribulation, the translation is not Daniel's 70th week. Daniel's 70th week is when the Antichrist signs that agreement, and we see that in Daniel, okay? A lot of people confuse those at the rapture of Daniel's 70th week. No, there's going to be a time frame between the rapture and Daniel's 70th week. I think it's going to be a short time frame, but nevertheless, it's going to be a short time frame. All right. Daniel's 70th week kicks in, 7 years of tribulation period. We've already learned this. It's described different ways in the book of the Revelation. 42 months. Time times and half times. 1260 days. Are you following? But it's still speaking of that same week, that seven-year period, the tribulation period. In the middle of the tribulation period, the Antichrist comes, and there's controversy whether he was slain or he appeared to be slain or whatever, but whatever side you take, I take it that he was slain and wounded as unto death. The Bible says he seems to rise from the dead and the world follows him. Matter of fact, we read in the book of Revelation, who can kill this? You know, I mean, he was dead and now look at him. So the whole world follows the Antichrist in the middle of the tribulation period. He enters into the temple that the Jews had built, declares himself to be God. That is what's called the abomination of desolation. The next 3.5 years take place. We call it the Jacob's days of trouble, whatever how you want to phrase it. But the last 3.5 years take place, that great tribulation period, and that's what Jesus said. Such things will take place, tribulation that has never been on the face of this earth, nor will ever take place. Awful things will take place during that last 3.5 years of tribulation. Okay, I said 2 minutes. Give me one more minute. I'm done past my 2 minute part. Okay, at the end of the tribulation period, Jesus comes in his revelation. It's very important to note that the tribulation is divided into segments. 42 months, time times and half times, 3.5 years. The important days to me are the 1260 days. And then I believe that Jesus comes in his revelation on the 1260th day of the revelation. Okay, now they're going to be a lot. Now we don't know the day that when Jesus comes for us for the rapture, but the revelation, there's going to be people who are reading this book and going to realize that Jesus is coming in the revelation 1260 days. They're going to see that, okay? Mainly the Jewish people. And I won't get into that. That we talked about this, I say weeks, has been months ago now. But at 1260 days, Jesus comes in his revelation and he does the judgment of the living nations. He separates the sheep from the goats. These are the living people who survived the tribulation period. 3/4 of the world's population has been destroyed through the tribulation period. Approximately 1/4 of people have survived, saved and unsaved. Jesus comes. The angels come. We see this in Matthew 24:25. And the angels come and gather all the living who survived. Are y'all with me? During the tribulation period. And they stand before Jesus at the judgment of the living nations. And the Bible tells us he separates the sheep from the goats. Daniel talks about 1290 days and 1330 days, 35 days. Okay, 1335 days, Daniel chapter 12. Okay, we looked at those days back. Those days are there for a reason. They're just not fillers. 1260 days, Jesus comes. In the Revelation, the next 30 days is that time span from 1260 to 1290 is the judgment of the living nations, where he separates the sheep from the goats. Then 1335th day, Daniel says in Daniel chapter 12, blessed is he that cometh into the 1335th day. Are y'all following? Not the 1260, not the 1290, but the 1335th day. And he noted those days by the date of the abomination of desolation. Remember, we looked at that in the book of Daniel. The abomination of desolation was in the middle of the tribulation. 1290 days is after the abomination of desolation. 30 days after his revelation, the judgment of living nations is complete. He has another time span of 75 days. We're going into election year, okay? And please, 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 please vote. Out there in the foyer is a they're right here, a sample ballot that I filled out for you. Because some people don't know who to vote for, the amendments or whatever. They're out there. You need to vote, okay? If you don't vote, don't complain, all right? So we're in a voting here next week. Matter of fact, I go to early voting next week. I'm going to early vote next week. Anyway, for 75 days, Jesus sets up his cabinet, much like they'll be doing. We'll have our elections November the 7th or what? No, 8th, 8th. Whoever, well, in the presidential election in 2 years, I pray there's a change. I'm not getting politics, but anyway, they don't take office till approximately 75 days later. There's so much here. What does that president-elect do during those 75 days, roughly? He sets up his cabinet. Secretary of State, who's going to be Secretary of State, and all these other things are going to serve with him. That's what Jesus does in those 75 days, so that when 1335th day kicks out, the millennium begins, we're going to rule and reign with him. Amen. He's already placed us where he's going to have us in that 1335th day. Are you following? 1,000-year reign of Christ begins on the 1335th day. For 1,000 years, Jesus is going to rule and reign. Now, we're going to get in this section this morning. I promise we'll get there. Everyone who enters into the millennium will be saved people. No unbelievers enter into the millennium. Are you following? They've been separated, the sheep from the goats. The unbelievers have been cast into hell, not the lake of fire, but hell. They'll be, after the millennium, they'll come out of hell and stand at the great white throne judgment and then be cast into the lake of fire. Are you following? So whoever enters into the millennium are saved people. Now get this, because it's very important when we get in Revelation 22, in their physical bodies. Preacher, you're crazy. I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. Amen, preacher. Okay. They enter into the millennium in their physical bodies. We're going to get to that in just a minute. And they're going to have, for 1,000 years, Jesus is going to reign a perfect reign. We don't have that now. We will one day. All right. Let me skip through this real quick. After 1,000 years, Satan had been, well, at the beginning of the millennium, Satan will be loosed for a season. I mean, will be cast into prison for 1,000 years. He'll be chained. During that 1,000 years, we've learned in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 5, know you not that ye shall judge angels? During that 1,000-year period, we're going to capture some demons. These angels who've been bothering, these fallen angels, they're still free about, but we're going to be able to apprehend them. Won't that be neat? We can't do that right now, but Paul said in 1 Corinthians, know you not that ye shall judge angels? Now, these aren't the good angels. These are the fallen angels who've been giving you and me problems. Again, I knew I wasn't going to get to Revelation 22. This brief synopsis is from 2 minutes to 20 minutes. Okay, there's so much here. We often say the devil sure been bothering me today. He's sure given me a hard time this week. I'm here to tell you the devil ain't bothered you. He's got bigger fish to fry than me or you. The devil is not omnipresent. He cannot be in Ukraine and Zertomer and here at the same time. Are you following? You're not omnipresent. He can't be in Romania. He can't be in your house and my house at the same time. So what's going on? He has a bunch of little imps, fallen angels that fell with him when he was cast out. Those are what bothers you, okay? Paul the Apostle talked about that, and I won't get into all that. A messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me and all. Are y'all following? Okay, so I believe that these demons, these fallen angels, whatever you want to call them, God's going to give us the privilege because we're going to have a glorified body. Won't that be something? Anyway, we're going to have the ability to catch these rascals. And whatever God allows us to do with them, I'm going to probably throw them whatever. I don't know what you're going to do with them. But anyway, at the end of the millennium, Satan will be released for a season.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.